This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable content. Become a Path Hunter today. Recording this episode when I'm working my part-time job selling wine. Such an interesting thing right now. But I want to catch you guys up on what's going on 2019 and why, you know, I've been away for a while. It's the last time I posted a new video, only because like there's just been a lot of turbulence in my life. And recently, I usually spend a lot of Christmas and holidays and New Year's reflecting, setting out new goals, looking at it after the goals that I've set for last year, and where things are headed to, right? And it's always good to have a check-in on this, because like, again, if you don't know where you're going, then you basically don't know your targets, and you don't know, you know, like I said, like it's such a, setting goals is a big thing. That's all you guys kind of need to know. I spent time with family, and I hope you guys had amazing holidays as well too. Into the new years, I looked into my years that I set around last year for this time. And some of them I fell short, and I had another goal that's pretty extreme now, where it's weird how things kind of work after looking in hindsight. I remember 2017 and 2018, I spent it, just experimenting and looking around for business models. And I remember started a dropshipping website and just wanted to get that going and see if I can make money. And I didn't make any money, and I pulled the plug on it. And it's funny because I'm looking at this exact same model now, looking at it in a new light, because after seeing like a lot of like the results that other people are having and that I already knew at the time, now revisiting it and getting a deeper dive into it. But now I know where my mistakes lie, and I know where I can continue on and how I'm going to take things differently. But it's weird because like I never consider it, at first I consider it as a failure, but it's never really a failure if you stop, right? So no shame in that. And so many people, I'm sure they're in the same boat as well too, right? They feel shameful. They feel like, you know, they've lost, and it happens all the time. And another thing that I've talked about a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago actually, about setting my ego aside and doing whatever it takes to go and build my business and do whatever it takes. And how many people in this lifetime actually says what they, like, you know, actually does it and actually do what they say, right? Not a lot. And a lot of people usually have ego in the way. And I did too. I'm admitting that. 2017 and early 2018, I was really arrogant. I was like, you know, I'm not going to find a job. I am just going to go and build this business, build an email list, and grow this and do this, and it's going to be fine. And I don't need to go back to a job again. Don't need to do that. And I was like, oh my God. And now looking at it again, I was like, I was such an idiot. I could use this. Now I'm working a part-time job, selling wine, and then building this business because I have the business model in mind, and then building this Amazon business as well too. And it's crazy to see this growth. This is all happening. It's slowly. And I'm really proud of myself because I tossed away my ego and no shame and went to seek out a job again. But sought hour after a job that I really enjoy. I really enjoy sales. I enjoy retail. I enjoy interacting with people. The corporate 9-to-5 job wasn't big for me, right? So this is something fun. And so now I'm here and I'm working and I'm building and I'm learning at the same time. And I feel good, right? Feeling good, feeling faithful. And in this weird yet awesome, blissful place that I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm building, and things are going to pull through, right? And I've set myself some goals, all right? And I got to show you guys, I got to talk to you guys a little bit about the goal setting part of it, because it's very, very interesting. Last year, I've set out goals where they were just very large, and I totally overestimated what I could do. And now I've set out goals that have both, like, I rank them now. So large, medium, and small goals, right? Small goals as in something very simple that I can achieve, like, I'm going to look through this right now as we speak, as I'm working. It's so funny. Okay, where are the goals at? Okay, here it is. So one of the smaller goals was like, oh, I want to meditate every single day, at least four times a week, for 5 minutes, right? Power naps, taking 30-minute power naps at least three times a week, and then slowly paying off my debts and building a business, right? So medium-sized goal would be something that has like a mid-range difficulty. It'd be, I would say, learn about editing videos. Recently, I've been actually building a lot of Instagram stories and making it fun, making B-rolls and recording and editing and learning a lot about just selling the services and everything like that. So that'd be mid-size goal, right? So learning more about editing, and I bought myself a used MacBook Pro. That's going to be help out with this as well too. So if you guys want to follow me on there, pathhunters.com. Sorry, pathhunters is my handle. Pathhunters.com needs to be worked on. Actually, I need to write that as a goal as well too. I need to grab my pen out. Handy dandy pen. I'm like literally writing this as I'm like working as well too. So it's going to be interesting to like see this going. Where's the pen? All right. So just building that. I would count that as a medium-sized goal, because like there's a lot of work into like website building. So build Path Hunters website. All right, and revamp it. There we go. So I consider that a mid-sized goal, because like that does take a bit of work, right? Whereas like some smaller goals, it's like meditating. You're sitting down, 5 minutes. Things are easy, right? The smaller ones can really build a momentum. I notice like I operate very well in building momentum and growing towards it, right? So that's the way to go. I can only see me doing that. So these are the mid-sized goals, right? Similar to that. So like in terms like fitness, I want to gain to 165 pounds, currently 155 pounds. So I usually break these goals into actionable steps as well too. So like, what do I need to do? What kind of diets available? Ketogenic diets, focusing on the weights, more calisthenics, building the denser muscles. Like, where do I want to be, right? Being very actionable about it. Another mid-sized goal that I have right here is learning Muay Thai, like martial arts, right? Learning that, see if that's really for me. So the first step available is actually going for a trial. Go in there with no expectations and go after your goals in that kind of place. And then you don't know, right? Like if it's not for you, you cross off your list and you move on. Another mid-sized goal, like I said, I was talking about more about, editing, learning a lot about that. What kind of programs I need to get that's available, Final Cut Pro or maybe Adobe Premiere. Who knows what it is, but I bought a used MacBook Pro that was actually higher specs. So that'll run me, that ran me about $650 plus like a new battery. That's all I needed. You can find these things used. Anybody can do that if they're into this kind of place. So yeah. So these are actionable steps, right? So build the Path Hunters website. So what do I need to do to that? Going there, seeing what I can do and seeing if there's any other like, you know, themes or skins that I can use. Or maybe do I need to outsource this? Do I need to rehire someone else out of Fiverr to go do that for me, right? So these are the things that I consider mid-sized goals, because they still consider amount, you know, consider like, sorry, they still, you still need to consider about, you know, some time that's involved here, right? Large size goals. Okay. Large size goals, I usually mix them up between, mid-size and large, because like this large size goal, right? I would like to grow one of my business to at least $2,000 a monthly profits, right? And so how do I need to get there? This is large. This takes time, right? 2000 monthly profits from one of my websites, right? So the bigger goal that's create four sites total, and that's running a whole entire business, right? How long does it take me to build a whole entire site? How long does it take me to go and source out logos and products and such, right? So these are things that they're large, but you mix them up with a medium-sized goal, so that way you can bring them down and then more actionable steps, because this is how I operate. This is for me personally, and I'm sure that many of you out there are probably in the same place where like I had to look at the goals that I wrote down, but I didn't achieve any of them, right? Which is a hard thing to swallow, right? It's a hard thing to swallow, but why was that the case? Was it something that I had to think about? And really, it was because that, to me, they look so big, and deep down, I didn't want to do them. It wasn't, your mind is tailored to be comfortable, right? So you, so anything uncomfortable, your mind helps you look out for something that's comfortable. Like, let's just say you're supposed to sit down and do work on your laptop, and really, you're browsing YouTube, you're browsing Facebook, you're on Instagram, right? These are the very easy traps that you fall into, right? So staying focused and being productive and making your goals bite-sized from large, medium, and small. This is how I took it this year, and this is the first time I'm trying it, and so I'll let you guys know how it goes. Catch you guys up every quarter on that and see how that goes. I wrote that along with an affirmation saying that I will easily grow my business to a total of $4,000 or more profits each month, and I will easily obtain this by December 31st, 2019. That sets out a timeline, sets out a goal, and you always constantly do checks. And if I do quarterly checks and check-ins with you guys, then you guys will know, right? Where am I at? How can I change gears if, you know, I'm not on track? And then same thing with the mid-size goal. I will easily obtain my fitness goals by 2019, December 31st. Right? So I will easily grow my podcast and with my YouTube channel as well too. Yeah, YouTube channel is another thing on my list, and that's a mid-size goal, right? How? What is the first step I need to do? Make banners, channels, grab a tripod, create a recording station, right? In my room. These are actionable steps that you can actually build towards that, right? So yeah, this is pretty much what I've done the past couple of weeks, only because I wanted to get a good grasp of the goals and everything and where I want to be and growing that and accepting that, right? Like, I did achieve my fitness goal last year, and that was like a huge, huge win. Business goals, not so much, but that's okay. Cause like, this is where a new year, new start, and new habits and new training will come into place, right? I believe that people should be more gentle with themselves and really get past the ego. If you're in a place right now where you're feeling like I was feeling, right? Very arrogant. You refuse to go back to a corporate 9-to-5 job. Ask yourself this question. How willing are you to go and do whatever it takes to go build that life that you've always wanted and commit to it, right? Really say it, right? Like, a lot of like people have the social media aspect of it where like they're going on Instagram and they're traveling the world, but really they're deep down, they're broke or whatever it is. They want to do their best to look good for that photo, but really deep down, you can't get away from yourself, right? You can't go and be rich, but and look rich, but be broke, right? Be honest with yourself. I was really honest with myself. Like, I was like, okay, I'm not growing anything. And building that business, and I was so arrogant. I was like, I knew that I needed to swallow the pill and go, and no shame. People will appreciate you more for this and for telling others that you do what it takes. You got grit, guts, and like I said, be willing to go after the things you want. And I'm serious. I'm not even saying to this guy, I'm trying to hype myself up as well as here. Like, I'm talking to you while I'm working this job right now, and I'm working really hard at this and saving the money and going and trying more experiments. This part-time job really helps because it helps me have time off as well too, so I can build the business, which is like exactly what I wanted, right? And I hope this episode helps, guys. This is going to be the first of many, because like, it's actually one of my goals, mid-size goal this year, that to make 52 podcast episodes along with 52 YouTube videos as well too. So that's once a week, every single week for the year. So that's what I want. So yeah, guys, this is pretty much it, and I'm excited to be back. And next week we should have interviews again. I gotta go brush up. I should get my MacBook very, very soon. I handed it over to Apple, waiting on the battery, which I hate the most because like they take forever. It is what it is. And yeah, hope you guys have a great one, guys. Hope this episode helps. If you guys found value out of this episode, let me know on Instagram, at pathhunters.com. That's not even my handle. At pathhunters. Hope that helps. Send me a DM, message, direct message. Let me know what you guys think. Share it out. I appreciate all of you. don't even check out the website yet, actually, because I'm going to go revamp that. It's part of my mid-size goals, as you guys as well, too. So I challenge all of you to go and do that as well, to build yourself goals and be reasonable with yourself, right? Large size, mid-size, and small size goals. Anyways, guys, have yourself a great one. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.